number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
That's the right order. Let's see who got it right. And in the fastest time, Ted Patchell. Ted, how are you?
He's a fag.
Ted Patchell, congratulations. We had five people from New Jersey in the fastest finger, and you're one of them from Somerdale, New Jersey. What do you do?
Computer catalog salesperson. I take orders over the phone.
What did you do last night, Ted?
Actually, I stayed in and watched ABC.
All right. Your partner, Thomas, is up there. Hi, Tom. Yep. How you doing?
Hi, Regis.
Nice to see you. What would you do if you won the $1 million?
Pay off all the bills and splurge and go get a dozen pairs of shoes at once.
All right, fine. All right, good. Mike
Show. I'm too sexy for my love.
He's a fag.
Equally attractive to both sexes. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
He's a fag.
Homo.
Okay, well, we got the winning order right here. With the gay taxi cab confessions. Okay, let's get to the phones. No need to give out the phone number.
Right.
Because they've kind of been going...
People kind of went crazy over this.
Again, if you get all six in order, you're the first person. Congrats. You're going to get $200 in cash.
Is that when the inquisition starts?
it's entirely possible that someone would get it. Either way...
No, I'm just wondering about the inquisition, about all the stories that have been written.
Either way, if not on today's show, because we do want to get to Buzz's news.
Right.
If we don't have time today, we probably won't. I'll hold on to these, and you want to be listening to the first segment tomorrow. We'll keep the American Idol stuff in our pants.
Very good.
If you pardon the pun.
For a change.
Because there are stories that must be answered about these stories.
Yeah.
I mean, there are questions rather than must be answered about these. What did I say? There are stories that must be answered about these questions.
Exactly. More questions than answers.
You get what I'm saying.
Yeah, in other words, there's probably more detail required.
Correctamundo. And let's just start right here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, very well. What's your name? Any idea?
Yeah, it's Sue.
Sue, where are you from?
Sacramento.
All right, Sue, good for you. We've got $200 in cash. Did you hear all six gay revelations?
Yeah, I sure did.
Okay, well then. Well,
you think you know whose stories is who?
Oh, man, it's a coin toss. They all
gay, but not so gay.
Well, Sue, you're going to be the guinea pig to start everybody off.
Great.
Let's see if, because remember, you have to get them all in order, and like we used to say, you know, every guess is a clue for you. So, who wrote story number one?
And Mike, the cuddling story.
The cuddling story.
I think that was Mike.
Was it Mike? No, it was
Mike. Oh, sorry, Sue.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike. How are you?
Mike, we're great. Where are you from?
Reno.
Okay, we know that number one is not Mike. The first story, Mike, about cuddling.
Cuddling, man-on-man, cuddling in a waterbed. Hmm?
Who wrote it?
I'm saying Joe.
Joe Ardinger? No.
Oh,
God,
sorry.
Get out of here.
See, if you're a real early bird, you're at a disadvantage here.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Where are you from?
I'm from Citrus Heights, California.
All right. That's a big sack. Sacramento. Okay. Number one, man-on-man cuddling. Who wrote that?
I'm going to say that was John.
Yanni Norman.
Very good.
That's right. Got very wasted one night, unable to get home. I had to stay at my friend's house. My roommate was out of town. We and my friends arguing about who was going to get the roommate's waterbed. we'll discuss that tomorrow. Yes, you're correct. Number one is Yanni.
John Norman. Story number two, two guys and a handsy woman.
That sounds like Dawn.
Sorry about that.
There you go.
Very important that all our contestants pay attention to the order, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there. Hello.
Hello.
Jello. Name, please.
Scott.
Location, please.
Delaware.
Number one. Who wrote number one?
John.
Right. Who wrote number two, Mike, and the synopsis of number two?
Two men in a bed with a handsy woman.
Rob.
Rob Spiewak?
Correct.
Correct. Number three, Mike, the synopsis of number three.
My cousin is a jerk.
Don.
I'd be glad to elaborate.
Mm-hmm. Three down,
but
three
we don't
to
have
go.
Time. Mike, number four.
Number four is the story about a friend, Jay Owing.
Joe.
Oh!
Oh! There you go.
You are out of there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Billy.
Hi, Billy. Where are you from?
Iowa City, Iowa.
Billy?
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 Hello, Billy.
Billy? All right, Billy, let's go. Give me number one, please.
John.
Number two.
Rob.
Number three.
Don.
And, Mike, the topic of number four is?
The friend J-O-ing.
Buzz.
Oh, wow. All right, you're on a roll.
Number five, Mike, the synopsis of number five.
Showing the old fire hose.
Let's go with Joe.
Oh! So close, but yet so far.
It's pretty simple now.
Yes, it is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
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 Who's this, please?
This is Chris.
Chris, where are you from?
Alexandria.
All right, D.C., close enough. Let's see. Give them to me in order. Number one.
John.
Number two.
Oh, shoot. Rob.
Number three.
Don.
Number four.
Buzz.
Number five.
Mike.
Number six.
Joe.
Congratulations!
$200.
You're the big winner!
There you go. That's how you play the game.
Man, am I surprised.
That's how you play the game.
I am surprised.
Chris?
Yeah, I had Buzz as Dom.
No, that offense happens. That often happens.
That's a different story.
In real life. Chris, you're listening on WJFK. Thank you for that. And, Chris, there's $200 American for you. Thank you for playing, my friend.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Helps a lot.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Enjoy,
you know us so well.
Enjoy your cash.
Wow.
Well, I think really...
So many questions.
I think really we should save this stack of papers mm-hmm. until tomorrow. Because if we start diving into this now...
Well, there just isn't time.
I mean, God. So let me see. Just to verify, John's story was... About getting
cuddling in a waterbed with another guy.
Right.
With a boy.
No heat.
Okay. Rob's story was in high school in a room with a guy and a chick.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's just blowing me out of the
water. Rob was in the bed in between, and the girl started to give him a helping hand. But it was gay because his friend was in bed next to him.
And you were pretty sure your friend was awake?
We never discussed it.
Okay.
Sure. Never speak,
mm-hmm. All of these stories, we never spoke of this again.
And then me... Well, that was my cousin Ronnie at Treasure Beach Campground in Bethany, Delaware.
Ronnie just couldn't contain himself, huh?
And we were watching my cousin Cindy.
And how much older was Ronnie than you?
5 years.
5 years, wow.
And
how old were you?
71, so I was like 13.
13.
13. Well, I'd be glad to tell you more about that later. Yes. Number four was Buzz. In the backyard with the neighborhood boy. Now, you know, for the guy who's got really... Seriously, the stinkiest thing of all of us. I mean, this is like the most choir boy, really nothing gay about this. According to Buzz, he's in a tent with a guy.
He's never been honest about these things.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. Number five is Mike.
Front with potential.
Number five is Mike about the...
Showing the fire hose.
The different shapes and sizes.
Yeah, it's the same kid that... ate a BLT at my house one time and spit it out in front of my mom. My mom threw him out of the house.
Oh.
And then number six is Joe.
The strip one about poker and streaking.
Strip poker with streaking. So,
good story.
You know, I tell you what, we can take, what do we got before we go to news? If we stay on time, we got about 2 minutes, 3 minutes. We will entertain a few phone calls if you'd like to quiz us about our gay experiences, and then we'll let it go until tomorrow, because really there are questions, and like I know we probably all
don't. You think with the proper inquisition, the real truth will come out?
We'd love to elaborate. I mean, there are details. I don't know how much. For instance, in my story, I don't know how much really I can say on the radio.
Right,
but I can certainly describe to you what it was like to crawl inside this camper.
Mm-hmm.
And hide in a very limited ventilation area to watch my cousin Cindy take her clothes off.
I would imagine yours, listening to yours, I would imagine you were pretty well freaked out. I remember that must have been terrifying because you didn't want to get revealed, right? But otherwise you would have been gone.
I mean, I couldn't.
Or maybe you wanted to stay.
Exactly, Professor. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm ready to play.
You're ready to play. We just got
what?
A winner.
Play what? You can analyze now. You can give us the post-game analysis if you like.
You're all gay.
Very good.
That's correct.
Wonderful. Nice effort.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Well, you know, maybe people don't want to pepper us with questions.
I think people want to win. They
Hello.
Want to win, win, win.
That's already, right. We already have a winner. Hello.
Hello, buddies.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Donnie, was your cousin helping himself watching his own sister?
No, he was watching a girl who was also his cousin. I mean,
oh, okay.
But still.
That'd have been more than gay.
No. She was hot.
Technically, no.
She wasn't that hot, though. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi,
hello.
How are you guys?
Hi, we're doing great, thank
you.
Hello.
I was confused by Buzz's story. It sounded like both of them were getting to business, but separately.
All right,
that's right. Separate but equal.
But you were in the same tent? Could you see each other?
No. And I said that in the story. There were, you know, sleeping bags or blankets or whatever that concealed
so
that.
So neither one of you knew that you were doing it?
Well, I think we knew that, yeah, we were each doing it.
Would you just hear the rustling sound?
Yeah, but that's pretty much it, yeah.
You think he's lying? I do.
I think he's got more.
So do I.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I think we know one that he's got more.
Hey, Don, I was wondering if your Aunt Lolo was by any chance one of the women you were watching.
No, ass. It was my cousin Cindy.
Such a big family.
My hot cousin Cindy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Goodbye.
Oh, she wanted to win.
Okay. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
I think that's the gayest thing I've ever done, was listening to those stories.
Congratulations. You're welcome. Welcome to our fold.
That's good.
Okay. Let's go to Buzz now. That's a good Buzz call. We'll give Buzz two nice big segments tonight. Because God knows he's got some issues.
Buzz.
Oh, Buzz, I don't believe your stories.
Don't you think we need some serious inquisition for everybody tomorrow?
Yeah. Tomorrow, be listening to the first break.
This is only the tip of the iceberg,
so to speak.
Right.
The tip. The big, angry tip of the iceberg.
I really want more detail from everybody, including myself.
I've heard quite enough.
I'm curious about my friend Rob.
I am, too. Because we never think of Rob that way.
The asexual Rob.
We never think. And you were receiving the...
Really?
Good for you, Rob.
Way to go.
Oh, boy. Good for you, Rob.
To bring good news to his people.
It's time for news here with Buzz.
You understand the complication.
Sort of, yeah.
And this was before, like, date rape drugs and stuff. She was there of her own free...
See, now you're putting words in my mouth.
Okay. I'm just trying to picture, like, the teenage you, right, which I'm guessing looks kind of like you
identical.
Now.
I like this story. I did. Yeah. I think that's okay.
Good story.
And I think tomorrow, once we pick that Buzz lock, it'll be A-okay.
Buzz?
Yes?
What are your stories on news and comments tonight?
Tonight, Howard Stern returns, just not to hear... HBO launches wacky Iraqi sitcom and assault with a sexy weapon.
Oh, you said that in your non-gay voice. Okay, Buzz, thank you.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike show.
You're welcome.
That's right, Don.
I don't know what we're doing in this treehouse, Billy. What's that rustling? Hi, I want to be a broadcaster. Hi.
I'm going to tell you where to put your hand right now.
That was very
professional.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.